So what's really interesting is that I thought a while back, and still do, that social media is technology at its best, communication at its best. And someday people will turn around and say, we don't want to be online, it's not real, and we need to find a different method. Or they'll just get bored and say, we want a different method. And then they will bother and start and begin to go out of their shells and meet people in the real world more than in the digital world. They will leave their lives privately and not make it so public. But having said this, I don't think this is the way that people will go. And the funny thing is, I also don't think that social media is going to slow down. And it's not because social media is that great or wonderful. It's because technology seems to have caught up. So I don't think anyone really is all that aware of the future of technology. And I've talked about it a little bit and researched it ever so slightly, and it's actually not all that difficult to find. Nanotechnology has come on leaps and bounds. It's helped construction companies with making surfaces more durable, and on the other side, it's also made battery life of iPhones and other devices actually well spread a lot longer, so you can use the device longer. But having said that, they're not being fully utilized, so there's still more to come in terms of battery length. Probably the smartest device out there would be the power mat. That was it. I was struggling to find the words there, the power mat. And it'd be interesting to see that done wirelessly. But in the future, it can be done wirelessly. In fact, all lampshades and TVs will not need wires in the future. This sounds a little bit far-fetched, but new technology shows that scientists are now able to transfer electricity from a source point to so let's say your source point would be sent from the electric company to your house, and that would monitor the bolts of electricity that you would use in your house. But by bolts, I mean it could send out through thin waves of air through nothingness, just through the air without affecting anything that's in the way. It just travels magically through to the destination, and it'll go to the lampshade that's not got any wires, and it will make your lampshade light up. And that sounds really quite strange, and I'm sure that you're receiving this the same way I did, in shock and thinking that's total rubbish, that's never going to happen. But the technology does exist. Wireless electricity, meaning wireless amounts of everything electrical, is on the horizons in the future. Now, what's also interesting is that technology and the trends that we use now are only just picking up, and this technology could just absolutely burst into the future and really give us a lot more sort of quality in this digital world. And I guess the battle will always be to use it in the real world, but I think this actually allows us to use that in some ways, use digital technology in the real world a little bit more. But wires no more. That's the case. But just think back to the days where we had no electricity, or we had some, and we had these really, well, just think back to digital TV, and when you used to have analog TV, that's a pain enough for some people. Just think of the difference, and I'm sure we'll soon get used to wireless electricity. We just can't imagine it yet because we haven't received it.